This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. Tuesday is National Bosses Day, and to celebrate, I thought I'd bring in my boss, Rick Stockdale, General Manager of KUAF. Good morning, Rick.
How do you do?
I may call you Rick, right?
Well, only for this program. Okay. Yeah, the rest of the time we're back to Colonel Stockdale.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in. You know, I've been at KUAF for about 2 years, but KUAF is much older than that. You were a big part in starting this radio station 30 years ago or so.
Yeah, I wanted to be a boss, and no one would hire me as boss, so I just built I built a station and said, I'm the boss. Didn't actually work that way. Kind of evolved, and I never thought about being boss. If I had ever thought about it, I probably wouldn't have done it.
Right.
I would have done something. I don't know.
People are going to turn to me.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. No, I didn't think about that. I just thought, well, the area needs a public radio station. We need NPR here. We need classical music. And, you know, how do we do that? And figured out how to do it and got it. And part of the deal is, well, you need staff because, you know, there's a lot to do in running a radio station. And slowly but surely over the years, we built staff. There's 11 of us here now full-time and a handful of part-time people. And, yeah, I guess I'm the boss. People introduce me that way. This is my boss.
I know. My colleague Jacqueline Froelich, she calls you boss.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's a little wacky that way. I'm always looking behind me, though, see, who are you talking to? Oh, yeah, I guess that's me. Because here, we collaborate on things, and, you know, I don't know. It's different, I'll just say that.
It is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many people did you start out with?
Well, I hired P.J. Hrabowski, was the first full-time person that worked here, and 4 years later, there were five of us full-time, and that was in the late 80s, and then over the years, it's evolved, and, you know, now, primarily because of Ozarks at Large, being a daily show, it requires a lot of people, and so we've got a staff of four or five reporters, producers, and then the rest of us kind of support that effort is sort of the way I see it.
Did you ever take any sort of management class?
Well, you know, at a certain point, everybody's taken a management class because everybody's had a manager or four or five managers. And I think the way a lot of people evolve into management philosophies is, okay, that guy was bad. I'm not going to be like that if I'm ever a manager. Ooh, I like the way that guy operates. If I'm ever manager, I'm going to do things like that. I did actually, my senior year in college, take some business courses and took a management course and a business law course. They were some of the more practical courses I ever took. They were just electives. I just needed some hours, and so I took those, but never thought that I would grow up to be a manager.
In charge.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember, you mentioned... You know, everybody has a boss that you want to be like, or I want to be like that guy. Do you remember have boss that you?
It's been too long.
Really liked. you've been the boss for too long.
Well, you know, I mean, I came to the University of Arkansas 32 years ago, and was hired in the journalism department. Of course, there's a chair of journalism, but the chair of the department is technically the boss. But at least the way we operate in journalism. We all work together there, too. And so before that, I was a freelance reporter. And before that, I was in graduate school. I mean, I've had bosses over the years, but it's just been so long ago. Yeah. I do remember one guy who I worked for at a commercial radio station in Colorado Springs who I knew I did not want to be like. But he was out of his depth. I mean, he should never have been the manager of that station. He was a good salesman, and he was a good on-air performer. And because of that, he was promoted to station manager, and he should have stayed, you know, as an on-air person or as a salesman because he just didn't have, you know, he managed the way he thought people should be managed, and that was, you know, yelling at people and trying to intimidate people, and that's not very productive, in my opinion. I mean, you've never done what I want you to do when I yell at you. It's always when I come with chocolate.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, the negative's always easier to remember. It doesn't matter what it is.
You get more flies with honey. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, you can be a jerk or not, and I choose not to be. And, you know, I don't know if the other is a better way to go because I've never been that way. And I don't know. I think, I mean, do I have a philosophy of management? Not really, except I've always felt like if I hire people who are smarter or better than I am, that that's a good thing. And anything you do reflects on me. So if you do good work, I get the, you know, people say, oh, you guys are great. And, you know, it's a reflection on me. So that's always, that's been my sort of whole guiding principle through the all the years is just, you know, that's a very smart person. Let's hire that person. And, you know, I've always felt like that the radio skills you need to do this job can be learned. And I know that I know how to do that, and I can teach you radio and production and all that sort of stuff. But I can't teach smart, and I can't teach work ethic. So, you know, finding people who have a good work ethic and are smart, and for us, people who have listened to public radio and know what public radio sounds like, that's been important too. And so really, I think it's a matter of recognizing what your needs are and you know, putting your ego away, because you're going to get plenty of strokes as the manager of a public radio station anyway. And so I don't know. I think the one thing that I think I've been good at is hiring good, smart people. And you know, working here, that we're loaded with that. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Two of them are sitting right here.
Oh, hi, Kyle. I didn't see him over there.
Well, you mentioned that your former boss was a bad, he didn't make a good station general manager. What does make for a good station manager?
Well, again, I think...
How have we become a good radio station?
You hire good people and you let them do their job. And one of the things I've always tried to do, we work in a pretty sizable bureaucracy, the University of Arkansas. Not a negative, it is what it is, and it's a bureaucracy. And I try to keep stuff out of everybody's way here and take on some things that maybe somewhere else I wouldn't take on, but because I want you to be able to focus on your job and doing good stories and getting out in the community and digging things up and producing quality news stories. So I don't want you having to deal with a bunch of paperwork. And anyway, I think that's part of the success here, is just hiring good, smart people and then staying out of their way and letting them do their thing. And you know, the door is always open. You can come in and bounce ideas off of me, or if you have a problem, I'm there to help. But I think that's, especially on the news side, in what you guys do with Ozarks at Large, is, you know, get some people in here who are smart and then try to let them do their work as best as you can. At least for this place, I think that's worked.
But an open door policy and bouncing ideas off of each other is also important, not just, you know, just not completely hands off and
right,
and letting people work, but collaborating.
Well, right. And, you know, I don't do enough of this, but I try to provide feedback. And I don't think anybody here is, I don't think I make anyone nervous when I walk into your office and say, hey, that story you did was great. And what about this? You know, and just throw some feedback at you. Both as someone who's been in it for a long time and also as a listener. You know, I try to listen to what we do here. I try to put on real listener ears and try to give feedback that I think is coming more from a listener than from me, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. It does. And I appreciate feedback. I think we... Like you said, I mean, you don't get we don't get enough feedback.
Yeah, right.
I mean, from listeners or from each other. Well, and it's hard.
Yeah, nobody does. I mean, and that's really one, you know, when you're in college, you know, your teachers are giving you feedback all the time. And I teach a broadcast reporting class. And one of the things I tell these guys by the end of the semester is relish the grades that you're getting and the feedback and the red markings on your paper, because when you get out of here and go to work at a TV station or a radio station or at a newspaper, you're probably not going to get much feedback, you know. And I mean, I've actually heard of this before, where someone goes to a boss and asks for feedback, and they say, "Well, you get a paycheck, don't you? There's
right.
your feedback.
You're expected.
Yeah,
you're expected to do A work.
Yeah, right.
In the real world.
And people here are expected to do A work too, and they do. But still, feedback is important. And you know, I guess I think that is probably my major weakness, is not giving enough feedback to people who work here. It's just time consuming. And, you know, I think about, well, I need to talk to Christina about that. And then 3 days go by before I mean, we see each other, but you're in and out, and I'm in and out, and then, you know, 3 days go by, and it's like, I was going to talk to you about something, but I don't remember what it was. You know, the stuff like that. It's just, you know, we're a small shop, a lot of people doing a lot of things, and actually taking the time to sit down and review some things and provide some feedback, and just another ear more than anything else. You know, Kyle listens to what you do, and he gives you feedback. He puts your story on the show. That's feedback in and of itself. But having somebody else come in with a fresh set of ears and listen to what you've done and say, well, that was good, and that, you know, had you ever thought about doing it like this, and what if you put some of this sound in, and, you know, just providing some additional feedback is a good thing. But it's a time thing, too. It takes time to do it.
Well, I enjoy my job here and love the opportunity to work here.
Great.
And I think that you're a big part of the culture, the work culture here and the work environment. And it's laid back and it's everybody's hardworking. It's not too laid back. But, yeah, you're a big part of the way that this – the way that we run things around here.
Well, I appreciate that. I just try to stay out of your way.
Yeah.
And keep everybody else out of your way, too, so you can do your work.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rick.
You bet.
All right.
All right.
Get down! Pentecost to be the boss.